Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in Las Vegas, Nevada, it is sadly a reality that some doctors get shot and killed by their patients. Having lost people I worked with in that manner, or some surviving the attack, where I live, it's a very well-known risk that you could be gunned down by your patient. They could wait for you in the parking lot. They could make an appointment at 8 a.m., be your first one of the day. You're thinking your day is going to go fine. You walk into the room, and they shoot you. So it's a sad reality we're very, very well aware of where I live. And sadly, it became a reality in Tulsa, Oklahoma yesterday. There was a shooting that occurred when a patient, I believe his name is Michael Lewis. Michael Lewis was 45 years old. He entered a medical complex in Tulsa, Oklahoma, a very well-known medical complex, asking for his doctor. Where's Dr. Phillips? I'm looking for Dr. Phillips. And sadly, he gunned down Dr. Phillips, his associate, Dr. Hansen. I think a couple patients got killed as well. And then he turned the gun on himself. We're getting details, more and more details. It appears that he had had surgery by Dr. Phillips a few weeks back. Actually, no, let me see. I don't know if I have the exact date of his surgery. But he had recent back surgery. I can't say if it's a lumbar fusion, if it was a cervical fusion or discectomy. So I can't say what. But Lewis was released from the hospital on May 24th. He still was in pain, and he continued to complain that he had pain. He said he had called several times, apparently he had called several times the doctor's office complaining of pain and wanted additional treatment. They say yesterday, June 1st, Lewis called Dr. Phillips' office again complaining of pain and wanting additional assistance. Now, he had purchased a .40 caliber Smith & Wesson semi-automatic handgun from an area pawn shop and then entered the building, which housed the, it's called the Warren Clinic Orthopedic Surgery and Sports Medicine Center on the second floor of the Natalie Medical Building near St. Francis Hospital. And then he shot multiple people, and then he shot himself. So doctors risk, and you know first responders, and police officers, and paramedics, and firefighters, and, you know, you... Everybody has risks, you know, but when people see a doctor get gunned down or his associate, you know, why is that? What is the psychology behind that? So a lot of times these cases appear to be pain related. They wanted pain medicine and they don't like being turned down. They don't like being rejected. Remember we spoke about how that one, there was somebody who gunned down his fiance or ex-fiance as she was entering the hospital. She was a physician, I believe, or a nurse, I think a physician, and she had rejected his proposal and gunned her down. So a rejection is sadly an impetus for somebody with mental illness to want to take revenge. And doctors are notorious for not being, you know, they're all the time for somebody, you know, to answer their calls, to address their needs. And now we have the burden of this opioid crisis where we have to be very, very stingy when it comes to pain medication. Even though the opioid crisis is rising, we have more deaths than we ever had since the restrictions on doctors. So it makes think, I mean, maybe it's not the doctors. Maybe it's the drugs coming over the border or coming from China or whatever. But that's another discussion for another day. But when a patient feels rejected, they feel ignored, they get mad, they get angry, and somebody with mental illness is going to want to be heard. And for him to enter the building looking for the doctor, he wanted revenge. Now, back surgery takes time. You know, back surgery, and maybe he was explained the risks and how the post-op period would go, but and maybe he was given adequate pain control. We don't know. But the story makes it appear like he was in pain, he wasn't getting a response from his doctor, and he chose to take matters into his own hands. And we physicians are put in a very precarious position all the time because we are consistently reminded on how to refuse care to patients. And being a physician, you want to be there for them. You want to cater to their needs. I'm being hired by that patient to care for them. I have to do good care. I have to make sure they don't get addicted. I have to make sure I don't, you know, constantly write antibiotics and cause antibiotic resistance when that's not what they have. And you do your best. But patients, especially if they have mental illness, can get very, very angry, very avengeful, and you're at risk. You know, when I had my office, I was always nervous about a shooter coming in. Because when you had people you trained with get shot, you know, you're like, well, is it going to happen to me? And I had to actually, in order to protect my staff, you know, we had it built a certain way. We had locks on the doors. We had, you know, I would manage my practice such that I'm not where you go for pain. We're going to get you in with the pain doctor. So, you know, you have somebody very, very well versed on pain control. So all the hopefully expectations were made because, you know, I not only have to worry about myself, but I have to worry about my staff. And sadly, staff gets killed when these shooters come in. And so, you know, people wonder, why are physicians, you know, retiring? Well, COVID was a mess. The ACA was a mess. Reimbursement, you know, they feel overpaid or overworked, underpaid. And we are constantly at risk. I can't tell you how many times a patient touched my boob, touched my butt. Yeah, I don't need that. I don't need that. And yeah, so what am I doing? I'm doing telemedicine. I'm behind a screen. That's not, you know, the best way to do medicine. I want to be there for a patient, hug them. But patients feel they have access to you in a different way because they open up to you and you open up to them. And it puts us in a very dangerous position. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
People can catch COVID-19 from someone in their household. Dr. Fabian Sandoval is president and CEO of the Emerson Clinical Research Institute.
There's a continuing need to investigate new therapies to help reduce the risk of spreading COVID-19 in addition to improving diversity in clinical trials.
If you're an unvaccinated adult and you live with someone who is symptomatic and tested positive for COVID-19 in the past 5 days, you may be able to join a clinical study evaluating whether an investigational oral treatment could help prevent the spread of COVID-19 within households. Participants will receive study-related care at no cost and may receive reimbursement for study-related time and travel. To learn more, visit covidmoveahead.com. This clinical study is sponsored by Merck Sharp & Dohme Corp., a subsidiary of Merck & Co., Inc.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the very, very long and drawn out and highly publicized Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial finally came to an end yesterday, and there was a verdict. And the verdict kind of went the way that we predicted it would, where both sides got something. Johnny Depp was awarded $10 million in compensatory damages, $5 million in punitive. The punitive per state law gets knocked down to $350,000. So he basically got awarded $10,350,000. Amber Heard was awarded $2 million for her defamation claim. So if you take that $10 million or that $10.35 million, take off the $2 million that she gets, Johnny Depp is awarded $8.35 million. I'm not sure how much Johnny Depp has to pay his legal team. Not sure how much Amber Heard has to pay her legal team. There's been a lot of discussion on what happens next. Can she afford it? In fact, her attorney, I believe, was on doing the interview circuit today, and it said no, she can't afford an $8.35 million verdict. They are definitely going to appeal. And you know, it was I wasn't surprised. I was surprised he didn't get more. You know, and many people ask, you know, you sued for $50 million. Why did he only get $8 million out of this? Well, you know, again, they did find that there was defamation on both sides, and which is something that we predicted would end up happening. I was concerned that if one piece of all the evidence proved some sort of abuse, that it would knock out the whole suit. It didn't. It showed that still, no matter what, that overall he was defamed. And if it's about defamation, I think it went the right way. The discussions now, and I think Rolling Stone had a piece on this, is what does this mean for abuse victims? And Amber Heard had spoken out. Johnny Depp said he finally got his life back. And am I naive? I didn't know Johnny Depp was accused of all this. I just thought Johnny Depp was still doing movies. I had no idea. Apparently, Hollywood-wide, people thought that he really abused Amber Heard. I never believed that. I never gave it a thought. I thought he was still actively working. So there's no doubt he's going to be actively working again. I don't know if this trial helped him to the degree that it should, because there was a lot of dirty laundry, but I didn't think he was out of work because of it to begin with, but apparently he was, which is why the defamation suit, you know, went as far as it did. But there's been some concern that domestic violence survivors are set back now with their progress. And Rolling Stone has a piece entitled Men Always Win, Survivors Sickened by the Amber Heard Verdict. One domestic violence survivor said, "This case is my worst fear playing out on public stage." And so it was interesting to see how many people were on Amber Heard's side. You know, as far as I'm concerned, if somebody's lying, if somebody tries to fabricate, if this is proven, I can't trust anything they say. And even though, yes, a liar can still have a truth in there somehow, to me, it made her lose her credibility. But on the flip side, many people who are victims of domestic violence might have believed her and might have seen the pattern of how the prosecution had approached it. Like, well, you know, why didn't you videotape you getting abused? Well, that was kind of a stupid question from the prosecution side. You can't always, you don't know when the abuse is coming, so you can't, like, set up the camera, put it in a spot. Plus, but then it was fascinating that Amber Heard did acquire all the video and, you know, evidence and audio recordings that she did. It was a toxic marriage. I'm glad they're both not married. I'm, you know, very concerned, you know, for, you know, future relationships if there's still drugs, alcohol, and all that. But I never thought Johnny Depp was a wife beater. I don't think the jury did. I don't think the public did. So it went the right way. Johnny Depp is going to make a huge comeback, I believe, in Hollywood, because he's a very gifted actor. And, you know, people are saying, they're, you know, the interview, all these pundits are saying, no, people are going to remember the abuse, are going to remember the drugs. Robert Downey Jr. had some issues, and he made a huge comeback. Macaulay Culkin, there's so many people that have, you know, been down and out and then have made a comeback. America, especially in Hollywood, is very forgiving. They are very open and very open to, you know, people getting another chance, depending on what it is. If somebody, let's say, turns Republican, okay, they're just done for. I mean, they're done for, you know, but in Hollywood. But, you know, if somebody does have, you know, a drug history or an arrest or things like that, Hollywood is very forgiving because, again, it's about the art. It's about their talent. I just wish Hollywood would be a little bit more open about people and their political views. That is the one job killer, political views. And that's why so many stars have to keep their politics quiet. Because those who don't definitely, you know, get sidelined. So Amber Heard is going to appeal. She, they say that the evidence she was able to use in the UK trial in which she won was not able to be used here. So there's no doubt. But does this really provide a testament to domestic abuse victims not being heard? Now, no pun intended. Personally, if somebody lies, right, and they set somebody up, or they lie about being abused, I think that is a crime. I think that's a huge crime. And if that's what the jury felt she did, that's despicable. It's inexcusable. On the flip side, I had some issues with the prosecution, and Camille Vasquez is a very good attorney. But there were some things that concerned me and I think might have hurt Johnny Depp in the long run, especially with his award, in that she wouldn't let the other side speak. Okay, whenever you have somebody who is a victim and or feels victimized and wants to get their story out, she kept trying to, I objected. She kept trying to intervene from somebody being able to tell their story. Not a good look. Just that wasn't a good look. I mean, if I could give her any pointers, she's far more gifted in law than I ever was, but it seemed like she wanted to shut up the other side and not let them speak. That might be a very effective trial sort of technique, but it doesn't have a good look for those who are victims of domestic abuse that are going, well, am I going to get a chance to speak? And again, I'm not, you know, domestic abuse victims shouldn't equate themselves to Amber Heard, but some do. Some align with her. Some feel she represents them. You know, another issue is she was very, very, you know, touchy, and she and Johnny Depp appeared to have a very, very closer relationship than would have, you know, a normal lawyer client should have. That was a little concerning because, again, you don't want to bring that element into something that's supposed to be devoid of that. Camille Vasquez, you know, bringing up some things like, you know, why weren't you videotaping while you were getting abused? That I don't think really bode well. That didn't, I think, really ring well for those people watching this. So, you know, I think both sides definitely have some reevaluation of some of their techniques and where they went in terms of this. And they're, both sides had great, you know, attorney teams, and both sides were, I think, appropriately represented. But this should not have been about a domestic abuse victim being victimized again and not being allowed to speak and not being allowed to, you know, be heard. Because true domestic violence victims feel that they are going to go through what Amber Heard went through. I'm not saying I feel sorry for her. I mean, you know, if she lied, she dug her own hole. But if people believed her, they're going to look at this as, okay, I don't want that. And this has been a problem we've had. The Me Too movement has been a little rocky because you have people lie, say, oh yeah, me too. And you're like, why are you accusing somebody who you consented to have sex with? Come on. But on the flip side, the Me Too movement was supposed to, you know, allow people to come forward without being victimized again, without having to be embarrassed, without having to, you know, for it to be so ridiculed or to be called a liar. So the average abuse victim doesn't want to be called a liar. They just want to get past it. So that's why many don't complain. So I don't know if this hurt the overall cause, but I agree with the way the ruling went. 1-877-DOC-ELLA.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let's be honest, it is a smokescreen for Democrats to push their radical agenda.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, pouring cold water on the House January 6th committee, which will be holding their first primetime public hearings about the Capitol riots tonight. The congressman continues.
From the beginning, the Select Committee refused to investigate the real circumstances that led to the riot, including the lack of security around the Capitol.
European nations are joining together to provide more humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The latest package comes out of 205 million euros, or $220 million. An EU Commission spokesperson noted this brings the total EU aid up to nearly 350 million euros. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are rising. The Labor Department says 229,000 Americans sought benefits last week. That's an increase of 27,000 from the previous week's revised total. The largest increase in claims for the week that ended May 28th happened in Mississippi, California, and New York. A man has been charged with attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice after he was found with weapons outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. He allegedly told law enforcement he wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says some prominent Democrats incited hysteria over the illegally leaked draft decision from the Supreme Court that suggests they plan to overturn Roe v. Wade.
First, they use reckless rhetoric. It helps fuel the dangerous climate. Then they refuse to do their jobs and address the problem.
This is USA Radio News.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I'm taking a little trip next week, and I've started to pack. And the first thing I pack, believe it or not, is my little first aid kit. I got my little Band-Aids. I got some Neosporin. In fact, I'm actually wearing a Band-Aid now because I broke a nail, and it kind of covers it up. And so when I pack and get ready for the summer, I've just done that, especially since I have two boys. You know, it's not just about packing your underwear and your toothbrush and, you know, sunscreen. You got to make sure you get ready for and be ready for sometimes those little surprises that could sadly come up. So joining us next is, I mean, definitely an expert on being a mom, much better than me, Joyce Brewer. She's a parenting expert, creator of the Mommy Talk Show, to talk to us about how to be prepared for summer adventures. Joyce, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, I'm delighted to be here and talk to you.
Yeah, so I'm dying to see what you do, because, you know, my little first aid kit, I had to make it small because my husband didn't like us always taking big suitcases. But what do you suggest parents do?
Well, I suggest that parents start now. Like you said, you were already packing for a trip and you knew that something inevitable is going to happen and you're going to need a Band-Aid. You're going to need something to clean out any cuts and scrapes. You don't want to be caught off guard.
Right.
And so many of my mom friends and my mommy talk show fans and followers are talking about, oh, my gosh, what are we going to do with these kids? School's about to be out, or school is already out, depending on where you live. And my 12-year-old has a request list, a very long to-do list of things that he wants to do this summer. But we want to be safe while we're doing it. So to make sure that my family's ready, I put together a go-to first aid kit that I can grab on the way out the door. I can keep it in my car. It always includes Band-Aid brand adhesive bandages that have always been a staple in my medicine cabinet growing up, and probably yours.
Mm-hmm.
And Band-Aid brand is the number one doctor-recommended brand. They have the best quality bandages for any of those mishaps that are going to happen. So that's why I thought it was perfect to team up with Band-Aid brand right before summer, or right as summer's kicking off, to encourage parents to think ahead like you did, be proactive, and get your first aid kits ready.
It's so true. And you know, I always tell people, if they're going to travel, and you give a lot of tips on traveling in summer fun, you know, to keep in mind, and nobody wants to be, you know, pessimistic. They always want to be positive. But I think it's practical to think about, okay, what's going to happen if somebody does get hurt? Do you know where the nearest urgent care center is? Do you have the proper tools to keep things as sterile as possible until they could seek medical care? And it blows my mind how many people will call me from out of state saying, yeah, this is what happened. I go, do you have a Band-Aid? Do you have anything to compress? Do you have... No, they didn't pack anything. They, you know, they packed their high heels, but they didn't pack anything like that. And you have to prepare, because sometimes the nearest urgent care is kind of far away.
Exactly. And you may be out of town and you may not know where it is. So, you know, or immediately where it is. It might not be immediately around the corner. So thinking ahead, preparing ahead is smart. So I buy all of my first aid kit essentials at Target, and there's always a Target around.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy at least 3 qualifying Johnson & Johnson products at your Target store or on Target.com, you'll receive a free design first aid bag from Band-Aid brand. You can choose from 2 bright, colorful designs. They're stylish. They're functional. I know I'm going to throw mine into my pool bag because I have a whole bag with all of my son's pool essentials. Well, let's put the first aid essentials in the pool bag. So you're ready. You don't have to think about it. Everything's together. So, for instance, also when we're at the pool or going to a lake or a stream, we have some of those here that we like to hit too. So I rely on the Band-Aid brand Waterblock Flex bandages.
Mm-hmm.
They're 100% waterproof. So they're also flexible. So even while you're in the pool, you can still keep playing after you put the Band-Aid on. It has 4-sided steel adhesive. It's designed to keep the pad dry. It's going to block out the water, the dirt, and the germs. You know, we don't want any germs from the pool water getting
so
in.
So true.
And it's
so
designed true. To stay on. So it can get wet, but it won't come off.
And that's crucial because, you know, there a lot of kids don't tell their parents that they cut themselves because their parents would be like, well, you got to stay out of the pool or you can't go swimming or you can't jump in the lake. And so, you know, you want children to not lie to their parents. You want them to, look, we have a solution where you could still have fun. And, you know, the other thing, too, and, you know, you being a mom and being a parent, I've been losing some of my mommy cred. And how is because I used to always have everything. My purse would always have everything they need. The gum, the Band-Aids, the sunblock, the sunglasses. And the past couple trips as they got older, I forgot. And so when they go to you as a mom and you don't have what they need, what do? They look and find another mommy. And they're like, do you have a Band-Aid? And I'm like, you're going to another mommy for a Band-Aid? No, I'm your mommy. You come to me. And I wasn't prepared, you know?
Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry you lost your credibility with your kids. But the important thing is, you know, we all have to be there because I've given out a Band-Aid on the playground. I've given out a Band-Aid at the grocery store. You know, I keep them in. I move them kind of from bag to bag, from purse to purse, from wallet to wallet. And that's yes. why having the kit makes it easier, because I can move it from my son's backpack to the pool bag to all of these places. And then, like you mentioned, you might run out. So keeping them stocked is important. So making sure you know which bandages you have, what you need, and, you know, keeping those stocked is really important. Now, something that I didn't have the pleasure of experiencing when I was younger, my parents, when I had a cut or a scrape, they would just put some alcohol on it, and it would sting like crazy.
Yes.
But our kids don't have to suffer like that, because Band-Aid brand has a pain-relieving antiseptic wound cleansing spray. That will, it's sting-free. So you can tell your kids, I can spray this on. It's not going to burn. It's not going to sting, which is also going to take the anxiety out of it for them.
Yes.
It's going to clean and relieve the pain that they're having. And it has benzalkonium CL, which is a first aid antiseptic. It effectively kills 99% of germs. It's going to help prevent infection. And like you said, at least keep things clean until, if you need, you know, some more serious care, you can get it. But at least it's going to keep things clean, and then you can put the Band-Aid on it to keep it protected.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, children learn by mimicry. And, you know, how you as a grown-up and as a parent addresses these things is how they're going to address things as an adult. And, you know, being a physician and seeing wounds get infected and wounds become, you know, possibly causing sepsis, you want these kids to be, I'd let my kids, you know, put Band-Aids on, you know, watch the wound cleaning. When one got hurt, I go, you're going to help me. You're going to help me with your brother, because you want them to understand some basic first aid. And, you know, yeah, the Bactine used to sting us like crazy. So I'm very grateful for the Band-Aid products that are pretty pain-free.
I am too, because, you know, it's traumatizing to kids. You know, we want them to have fun this summer. We want them to have a good time. Yes, you know, getting the Band-Aid on, you know, usually makes things better, but making sure that, you know, they don't have any anxiety about their injury
right.
is great too.
So
if you have little ones who are around, and let's say they are Disney Pixar fans, so Band-Aid brand has a large variety of products to choose from, including Band-Aid brand Lightyear bandages. So they feature Buzz Lightyear and his little buddy Fox on them. So
Very
they like
cool.
those designs. And as an African-American mom, you know, we have friends and friends who come over, my son's classmates. They're from all backgrounds and races. So we love the Band-Aid brand Our Tone adhesive bandages.
Yes.
They come in three shades of brown. So they're going to blend in with all your friends. The little ones can pick whichever matches their skin best and really embrace the diversity of their skin tones while wearing Band-Aid.
I love it. I love it. Joyce, can you give us, in the last 30 seconds, how can people find out more information?
So the Band-Aid brand Build Your Own First Aid Kit promotion is only available at your local Target store and at Target.com from now until mid-October. That's when you buy the three qualifying Johnson & Johnson products, and then you get the free bag that you can select. So this is only while supplies last. So if
Wonderful.
You want to go out there and get this free bag, get it soon
Wonderful.
Because it's only while supplies last at the Target store and Target.com.
Love it. Joyce Brewer, thank you so much. Can't wait to have you back. And everybody visit MommyTalkShow.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer, they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Welcome back to the Dr. Dahlia Show. We really do appreciate you guys tuning in. Okay, so the Biden administration has wiped off about the student loan debt for about 500,000 people, and I think it came to what, $5.8 billion in debt. And there's a little backstory to this. The Biden administration has, since the primary, said President Biden had said that he wanted to write off student debt, maybe up to $10,000. They were thinking about maybe $50,000, all of it. And so, you know, having, you know, students and close friends who have had enormous debt, you know, you could see how tantalizing that is. That's, you know, so many of my students, prior students, are buried in hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt that, you know, you want good for them. But what about the practicality of the votes? And if you are a Democratic strategist or a Republican strategist, does paying down student loan debt give you votes or cost you votes? And I think that's why people are like, why is Biden taking so long and writing off debt? Well, I think that's what they're starting to weigh. Now, a move he did make had to do with a chain of Corinthian colleges. Apparently, they had been in trouble, from what I understand, for certain fraudulent practices. And so those students, and I think they even filed bankruptcy, so those students who had borrowed money to get degrees from these Corinthian colleges, they're not necessarily state universities. I think they're universities that you know, still offer a variety of degrees. The Biden administration, especially Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, said as of today, every student deceived, defrauded, and driven into debt by Corinthian colleges can rest assured that the Biden-Harris administration has their back and will discharge their federal student loans. He said, for far too long, Corinthian engaged in the wholesale financial exploitation of students, misleading them into taking on more and more debt to pay for promises they would never keep. Now, I think what happened is Corinthian was one of the largest for-profit college companies, not nonprofit, and they had more than 100 campuses across the country, 110,000 students. But in 2015, the system was shut down because of widespread findings of fraud. The Obama administration was working with Kamala Harris at the time, who was attorney general, because many of these college campuses are in California, and they found that scores of campuses were falsifying data on the success of their graduates. This is something that, sadly, I've seen colleges do, too. And, because they have to, by there's certain requirements where you need to post have it very public knowledge. Now, how often do your students get jobs? How often do they get into residencies? And so there's some very fine lines and wording that can be done that can make the numbers look better. Well, but that's a form of fraud. And so when Corinthian colleges were caught doing that, they got in trouble. And I believe with some of the sanctions they had, they ended up filing for bankruptcy. I can't say that 100% for sure. So the tens of thousands of former students who had loans, the administration, Obama administration at the time, promised to forgive the loans whose programs lied about job placement rates. And that's pretty nice of the government to do that. So if your school lied to you and you chose that school, now, the school should pay, but the government decided, you know what, we're not going to make you pay the loans. So $5.8 billion wiped off. I think it's a good move for those students. But is it really a strategic move for the Biden administration and moving forward what to do with student loan debt? So some people will think, well, this will buy student votes. If a student has a bunch of debt, we're coming up on the midterms, if they get told that debt gets written off and they don't have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars, that is huge. And I would be thankful. I would, you know, feel like, thank you, Biden. That would be amazing. But sadly, that sort of money could be going to so many other things. You have still a undernourished poverty element to children and veterans and multiple people in our country. You know, that kind of money, the billions or trillions of dollars in student loan debt, could be going to that. The problem is, you know, I've spoken to students about this too. They're like, the government's not going to spend it on that anyway. And the money's going to go to something else. So there shouldn't be that sort of culpability of, well, you know, people are starving and your student debt got written off. Because I do think students are duped. I think a lot of students out there are duped by these schools that say, look, you pay us 50 grand a year and you're going to, you know, 50 grand a year is a lot of money. So how I think it could hurt votes more than help is you have X number of students who have student loan debt. But those who don't have student loan debt, You know, when they see a $200,000 or a $50,000 or a $10,000 gift being given, a lot of people get a little jealous. Or they feel like, well, where's mine? Or why am I paying for that? You know, you could convince the public to help, you know, poor children, malnourished children, homeless vets. You could convince the public overall to do that. But to convince the public that their taxes are going up and they're paying more because of college students and their debt, it's a tough win. And so the more, if there's more individuals that feel slighted, you know, and feel screwed over because they didn't get their loans written off, even though we've been, like me, I didn't mind. I didn't have to borrow as much money. It was under $100,000. I worked. My student loans have been paid off for a while. I want students to be able to do well. But I want students to do well because I want these schools to stop charging them that much. I mean, I see the money that these schools are charging, and it's egregious. It's disgusting what they're claiming, you know, somebody gets for that money. And so I think what the Biden administration should do if he wants to please more people is not so much, you know, we'll pick a random number like 10,000 or a random number like 50,000. Do something to stop the high cost of higher education. Higher education should not cost that much. And I really fear it's going to be something very similar to the ACA where insurance companies, you charge what you want, we'll pay you and bring the price down. Colleges, you charge whatever you want, we'll just start paying your costs. I mean, I see what these professors make. I see what gets spent. And the budgets. And guys, we got to spend the money because the new budget. We have to spend the money now. Yeah, spend the money. Otherwise, you know, we don't have it in the budget. And there's such wasteful spending at these universities and at these institutions. And who's paying for it? Not only the student, but the taxpayer. So I think if the Biden administration really wants to win more votes, I understand what happened with the Corinthian colleges. That was a mess up. The Corinthian colleges should have actually, you know, paid back the students. They did it, so the government took over. Understandable, very, very nice. But students that didn't go to those college systems are like, okay, well, now what about me? It almost now reminded people, it's almost like salt in the wound, going, wait a second, so I picked the wrong school. If I picked the fraudulent school, I wouldn't have debt. But I picked a good school that wasn't defrauding and I have debt. So for every time you help somebody, those that feel like they're in the exact same boat feel a deficit. And so even though this move might have helped thousands of students, which is, again, a fantastic move, very, very nice, very generous, other students are looking at that going, whoa, what about me? So either the Biden administration has to do it for everybody, or what I think they should do is really tackle the schools, have more transparency in what gets paid, and maybe incentivize people for not maxing out their budget. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.